All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. We have our first item is approval of the minutes from the past meeting.
I would move approval of those. They are as I remember. This is Doug.
I feel the same. I move to second. Is there any discussion about that? Then all in favor say aye.
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 All right. We have three ayes. We have some... Let's get to the page.
And loans.
4.8
million dollars.
Yes. Are these approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they have been.
Thank you.
This is Doug. I would move approval of those 11 loans.
I'll second that. Is there any discussion regarding these loans?
I just noticed that they're mostly towns, which often happens. Is there any logical reason why schools are not doing something right now? Maybe they're all busy with the, getting school going for the fall or something?
Doug, I don't know the reason why there aren't as many schools at this particular time. I think the reason why the town demand has stayed strong throughout is because of our attempts at speaking at all those towns association meetings in the first part of the year.
Right, exactly. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Hello, Brad?
Yes, I'm here. Somebody else must have just chimed in. All in favor say aye. I'll say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay. Then we are on to item number four under old business, the discussion of the state treasurer's expenses in relation of those to promotion of unclaimed property program. We've carried this over on a few meetings. Has there been any progress in getting the information to the executive secretary so that he can make some kind of analysis on this?
This is Matt. I'll just provide what I can share with you right now, and I'll be done with it if you want.
Okay.
Basically, the Secretary of State is the one that's put this on there to try to figure out, you know, how much is being spent. I'll just go over a few facts about the office. Office State Treasurer was reduced in the 15 budget by 68%. I believe it was one of the largest cuts in state government. We went from an operating budget of $550,000 a year down to about $173,000. Which, again, is a 68.5% cut. Basically, my first month of office, I did something that was unpopular. I fired all three staff in an effort to save money, and we probably saved a few hundred thousand over the course of the budget. I took an office that had four full-time employees, treasurer and three staff, and made it just myself. They had nine computers when I came here. I'm down to one computer for myself. The office had four paid cell phones for iPhones. I turned all of those off. I took an extra copier that cost $150 a month for RICO. It sat in the corner with dust on it. I returned it. I ended the silly promotional products, piggy banks, compact mirrors, shoe shine, coin purses, all that other garbage. I ended those. I shut down the National Association of State Treasurers monthly or yearly fee. I believe that was about $6,000. And I've stopped going on conferences. I haven't attended an outstate conference, and I won't. So basically, the office is being cut down. There's not as much being used is, the crux of it. And the last thing I would say on it that I'd care to discuss is if we as a board for some reason want to vote on whether or not we support AJR5, I can't imagine we do want to vote on that, but that would be the only area that I'd care to discuss going forward. So basically, the office is spending a lot less than it ever did.
Well, this is Doug. I'm the one who was interested in this and two other agencies that also produce revenue for the unclaimed property. And I appreciate that verbal report, but I still would like a more formal written document for Tom or whoever becomes our executive secretary.
I gave you my information.
The income that's coming in and the expenses going out, because I thought the income coming in was closer to $500,000. Now, if that isn't true and revenue is not providing that, we need to learn that. So I would still like Tom to get from the treasurer's office on accounting for the last 10 months of the revenue in and the expenses out.
I just gave you it orally. That's the extent of what I'm going to do. So I don't know why I'd have to write it down. The budget went from $550,000 about a year, almost exactly, to $173,000. That's what the budget was reduced. That was what the state budget passed. It eliminated three positions.
So Department of Revenue is only providing you $170,000?
They don't necessarily consider, they don't provide it. I don't know how it flows through, but that's the total operating budget, which would be basically my salary. And like you and, you know, the Department of Justice, all of us, we get all these weird charges, which are mostly DOA charges. Charges for things like space, workman's comp, computer connection. They have all these weird charges. So they're like charges to the other, another agency in government, DOA. They don't really go anywhere specific. I don't think I have a single bill that I pay to anyone but the phone bill, and I believe that's it. So, oh, RICO, that's it.
So, you aren't engaging in any expenses on promotion of the unclaimed property program?
Realistically, no.
Okay.
I'm promoting it via the website, working with members of the legislature, encouraging the Department of Transportation to do the leaflet flyers, more online, and I'm working with the Department of Revenue as they do their automation, which is basically possible from Assembly Bill 801 that passed last session on a voice vote of all members supporting, including Republicans and Democrats, doing press releases on it, that has automated the system where we link up Social Security numbers to people that have holding reports, and then they've sent the money out automatically. So just to give you an example, in I believe the month of June, they sent out almost 100,000 checks, might have been 2 months, I don't know. And in the treasurer in the old and the previous administrations averaged like 40,000 total a year. In about 1 or 2 months, they sent out 100,000. So they're automating it, and they're doing a much better job. So that's about all I care to say on it. Anything else, we can move on to the next meeting, or we can just, you know, Doug can send me an email or whatever. But I've answered the questions. I think I don't really care to write up something to send to Tom, just to send to you.
Okay, I disagree. Again, I appreciate you outlining what you've done, but I see no reason why we can't get a more, what I call accounting, a more bookkeeping situation where you paid X bills and you receive X dollars and so forth. But
like I said, I'm not trying to be rude here, but there aren't any. I mean, I don't have any bills. I mean, like I said, I have a landline for the phone that I'm calling you on. They charge CenturyTel charges like $2 a month for voicemail. I have a computer, which everybody in government would have a computer. I this is pretty simple stuff. There's no major expenses here. I don't travel. I don't go anywhere. I don't have a state cell phone that costs $60 for the old treasurer. I mean, this is pretty simple. I mean, just by eliminating the National Association of State Treasurer was $6,000. That was just joining an organization. It was stupid.
Okay, Doug, I don't know that anybody has any authority to demand this written report. At least we don't as BCPL. So Matt's declined. I think that's the end of it. And I'm not inclined to go any further with this or put it onto any future agendas.
Yeah, I mean, we could literally just, you could write up, I mean, she'll do the minutes of the minute. She'll just write up what I said. I mean, that's what the expenses are for the office.
All right, well, I would like to think about it. And Brad, I would like to have it on the next agenda just so I can, after I've thought about it, and I can either say, oh, put it to rest or not.
Okay.
Move on.
The next item, number 5, I don't think we're going to be able to make any progress on that today. There have been some additional resumes that have come in, although I can't imagine why anybody would want this job right now, to tell you the truth, based on attacks that have come on some of the applicants and frankly, the nature of some of the meetings that have occurred over the last months. But some additional applications have come in. At least one of them has requested that unless he's a finalist, he doesn't want his his application released because it would affect could affect his current employment. So I'm not prepared at this time to make a decision about how we're going to move forward with that. I am concerned though that our next meeting is not for another 2 weeks, and I'm not going to be able to be. I won't be able to make the phone call at the usual time. We could schedule it at a different time in 2 weeks. I'm also concerned that.
Pardon me, Brad. We moved it to a different day already, right?
We did. Oh, wait.
To the Wednesday instead of the Tuesday?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm sorry.
That's what I have in my records here, that we moved the meeting from Tuesday the 17th to Wednesday the 18th.
This is Vicki, and I'm just going to confirm that.
Okay. All right. I see that. I am available then that day. I apologize. I didn't know that was already scheduled. I'm concerned though that we're leaving Tom still playing two roles at the BCPL. Can't expect him to do that much longer.
Well, this is Doug, Brad. I don't understand for sure why we can't have a vote on him at the moment, for example. I think we've all heard at the last meeting detailed discussion, and I think we sort of know where we're all coming from. I agree with you. This has drug on too long, and I think it would be appropriate to have a vote if possible. But
we've had two motions, and we've had no second to either motion, so we're not at a point that we're prepared to take a vote.
I'm prepared to second a motion if you make one.
I'm not prepared to make a motion at this time. I can't.
I see. Well, I don't. I appreciate you taking over the chair as you did some months ago, and I appreciate that this is difficult, but I am a little perplexed at what is causing this to drag on so long.
Well, maybe we could just pick a date somewhere in the near future, and we just for sure pick that date as the date to vote. And maybe we could leave it up and, you know, maybe not be the next 2 weeks, or maybe it is 2 weeks from now. Whatever you guys decide is fine with me.
And I'm fine with that.
Should we just mull it for right now and think about it and come back to it?
We can pick another date to do it more quickly than November 8th. But right now, there have been applications that have come in the last 24 hours. And as to two of them, they're not prepared to have it be public that they've submitted an application. I haven't provided any of the information on those individuals to either of you at this point. There's a third one that didn't make any indication that there was any problem with his information being known, but I'm just not prepared to reveal that now, and I don't know how we could make a motion and vote without either of you having seen any of the resumes that have come in the last.
Are we going to see those sometime soon?
Yes.
I'm a little confused about anonymous applications.
Well, I don't know what's confusing. If a person is holding one job and they apply for another one that they don't have any certainty they're going to get, I think it's reasonable for a person to not want their current employer to know they're out shopping for other work.
But how can the board members decide whether we think they might be qualified if we don't know who they are or what their background is? It's kind of like voting for a pig in a poke.
That's why I'm suggesting that we can't accomplish this today.
I see. So you're saying that we will get those resumes before the next meeting?
Yes, but I'm going to have to finalize what I believe to be the law finalize my conclusions regarding what I believe to be the law as to what information we can and must release relating to applicants.
I see. That's a little vague, but you're the lawyer in the family.
Well, I think the law requires that we release the information relating to finalists. We haven't in any way defined what a finalist is. It was a little different when we had five applications. It's almost all five were finalists. Now we're up to at least eight. Certainly not all eight are finalists in this process. So
we need to have a meeting and choose the finalists. And we have to decide how many we want to choose. And then the board has to vote on picking a certain number of finalists. Is that the next step?
I think so.
Okay.
You want to move on to item six, then?
Yeah, I was about to do that. So item six is a discussion of the quarterly investment report.
This is Rich. We had a pretty good quarter, and I think that you can read that in the agenda. One update that I would have for that is that last week we sold an additional $6.2 million in bonds at a profit of $770,000. The timing of that sale seemed particularly good as interest rates have moved up fairly significantly in the meantime, with the 10-year Treasury now hovering around a little over 2.2%.
Good job.
Yeah, well done, Rich.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else on that? All right, item seven is, this was requested by the treasurer.
This is Matt. I had sent this out, and I didn't get a chance to send any attachments. When I sent it to Vicki, I said I was going to send an attachment at some point. So unless you guys want to talk about seven or eight, we could just move them to another meeting, either the next one or two from now or so.
Well, here's my thought on this. I put them on the agenda because it was requested by one of the commissioners, and that's been my practice. If a commissioner requests an item, we put it on. And I couldn't communicate with you directly about why I would not put the, why I'm disinclined to have this discussion. I don't think we have any business at the BCPL discussing constitutionality of existing Wisconsin statutes or ones under, or any ones that might be under consideration, but these are both existing Wisconsin laws. I don't think that's our role.
Well, then maybe I'll just phrase it. I don't find them to be, whether the law is or not, I definitely give deference to the legislature because most of the time whatever they do is by definition almost considered constitutional, but maybe I would just phrase it around what I would like to see change about those laws, and if I want to specifically create a thing that we could vote on as a group, we could do it that way. Otherwise, I'll just move it to another meeting down the road. But I don't mind taking them off as constitutional questions.
All right. I think that's a more practical approach for us, is if we wanted to discuss potential recommendations we might make for legislative changes, that's fine.
That's fine, too. That makes sense.
Okay, so why don't you circle back around, and when you're ready with any supplementary materials you might have, then please just request again.
Yeah, that makes sense. And we've actually talked about these specifically in other ways. I just want to talk about what I'd like to change, which would just wouldn't be the constitutionality. Maybe it would just be, do we want to do a recommendation or not? So that makes sense.
All right. So any other future agenda items that we want to discuss now?
Well, only the one that I requested that we carry over at least one more time.
Okay.
And so I guess to try to answer that, maybe I'll, if I get a chance, I'll try to write up the stuff I wrote. I mean, I feel like I was trying to explain it pretty well, but if I get a chance, I'll write it up, I guess.
Okay. Regarding back to item five, the appointment of a new executive secretary, I'm looking at my schedule. I don't have an obvious opening, but I can discuss with our, I can have my assistant attempt to attempt to find a spot that works for the three of us to have another discussion on item five so we can move that along more quickly than waiting another 2 weeks. The, I think relative to the identification of finalists, we probably have to go back into another closed session just to make that determination. unless we simply go forward and make specific nominations, and that's the way that we determine who the finalists were, and we don't necessarily discuss in an open meeting who the other applicants are. I don't know. Any thoughts on that?
My only thought would be maybe you could ask someone in your personnel division, because you have such a thing as a big agency, to come into this situation and help us straighten out the process to make it sort of the way it ought to work.
It's an at-will position, so we've got a lot of flexibility on how we do this. As I indicated earlier, I need to firm up my conclusion relating to what applicants' identities we must release, and whether some of them can be withheld if those individuals don't want to be identified. So I'll firm that up. We'll get a memo out to everybody regarding that, and I will have my assistant attempt to get a meeting on earlier than our next two-week meeting so that we can take up specifically that issue.
And you're proposing that would be a closed session? Possibly, maybe?
Possibly.
Okay.
I think it may not be necessary if we can agree that we'll make our specific nominations. Those will be the finalists, and we can go to our vote.
How would we make those nominations without having a meeting that we announced to the open record, open meeting law?
We'd have to have a meeting that's published and noticed, yes. Or noticed and with a published agenda, yes.
And that would not have to be in a closed session.
Correct.
So in an open session, I could say, I nominate Pete, and then you could say, I nominate Joe. That
yep.
would be in an open meeting?
Yes.
I see.
I think
okay.
we have to do that anyway. If we go, the closed session can only be limited to discussing, the relative merits, frankly, of each of the candidates or challenges that any of them would pose. I think that's the extent that we can do. We still have to come out and make the nominations and vote in public.
Yeah, and how many finalists are you proposing we nominate? Or maybe we need to decide that. I don't know.
I think we'll have to decide that. I'll conclude my research regarding finalists, and then I will get out the appropriate additional applications to each of you, and we'll try to have another meeting, try to get another meeting posted.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be traveling a little bit on and off the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Hopefully it won't have a meeting when I'm up in the air somewhere.
Right. Right. We'll definitely work around your schedule.
Great. Thank you. Item 10.
Yes, Tom, you have any?
No, I think we covered much of the things I might have mentioned today, so I'll let you get out of here early then.
Okay. Thank you.
Then I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Everyone.